Good morning. It is 2010, and this is after party special. My name is Joseph Walsh. I'm going to be with you for the next hour. And start softly because you're waking up and you've got hangovers, and I don't want to jar that hangover. The first song was by Basil Kirchin, and I Start Counting. And this is Kate Bush. So later on, I am going to play a piece of text which has been written by a student at the Städelschule, and it is an artist's lecture. That's the scenario. And yeah, so hold on for that. And so what were you doing last night for New Year's? I was I was standing on the Städel Bridge, and it was my first New Year's in Frankfurt, and it was crazy that everybody had fireworks, and the fireworks were going off in every direction. I was standing on the bridge, which is a very narrow bridge. It's like standing on a long plank, and fireworks were skimming up the side of the bridge over the top of me, and everyone was very relaxed. And me and my friend Ayaka were screaming. And at one point, I squatted on the floor with my umbrella, with fireworks going overhead. And, you know, I would turn around and there'd be a rocket in a Coca-Cola bottle precariously facing me. And, I was very frightened. It was like the Second World War. Felicia told me to say that. We'll be right back. my tune, my favourite tune of 2009. It's DigiDesign by Joker. I don't think anything else kind of measured up to it. So turn up your bass for this. I know you're listening on your laptop and you've got the speaker the size of like a drawing pin, but turn it up. My name is Joe Walsh, and this is a after-party special I'm doing. So the tracks that I've played was the very first track of the show was by Basil Kirchin, I Start Counting, then Kate Bush, Them Heavy People, and then Nathan Michelle with a song called Suds, and then my favourite track of 2009, which was DigiDesign by Joker. And this last thing I've been playing is a mix by Code 9. And it is a bunch of grime artists from London. And they are... Well, the thing... The website I got it from, it was describing the music as grime artists imagining this London city skyline like Canary Wharf as Shanghai. So it's kind of Shanghai via London via Grime Artist, and you can get hold of this. You can download this mix for free, legally. That's what I'm saying on the radio, from a website called Lower End Spasms, I think. And there's a whole load of other mixes you can download as well on that. And also, it's really good text that I haven't read yet. Like, there's one about treble bass, treble culture, which is people rapping on buses with their mobile phones. And yeah, treble, the treble speakers on the mobile. So the next song is by Thomas Dolby. It's from a compilation called From Brussels with Love, which is it's really good.
Thank you.
That was Airwaves by Thomas Dolby. And now we're going to have a piece of spoken text, a bit of culture, in the first day of 2010. So this is written by Yuri. I don't know if I checked. He told me not to say his surname. His name's Yuri Wallace. And it is... Yeah, he's a student at the Städelschule. And he's written a piece of text about kind of in, you know, what might be in the art school situation. And it's called Artist Lecture. And Yuri was, before he played a voice, one of my characters in a radio play I did on this show. And he enjoyed it. And so he wrote his piece of text. Anyway, I'm going on, so let me just play it. This is Artist's Lecture. Thanks, yeah. Is that the, yeah, the focus there, thanks. Yeah. Oh. That's great, thanks. Yeah. So. thank you. The last time I did a talk like this, I had one of those kind of horrendous realizations that, about halfway through the talk, that of course you hope you might have at some point in life, but you hope you won't have in the middle of a talk. So I'm sort of hoping that I don't have one of those today. But of course it's the way these things go. What did happen exactly? Well, it's complicated, but I'll try and avoid getting into the same situation that led to that. But if I get near it, I'll try and signal somehow that I'm approaching that kind of point. Maybe I'll rub my nose. So, what I thought I'd try to do is go through some slides chronologically and show some key markers that might somehow, not that they'll cover everything, but somehow they are these moments that I think have been important. And well, I'll try to be fairly descriptive, okay, I promise. So if we could have the first slide. Yeah, that's okay, yeah. So, this is a couple of years ago. It's the first thing I did that I felt had any... Well, I felt it was worth it somehow. I think it had a very concrete value, because inside there, see the grey part, there's an opening, the lid on top opens, and inside there I placed a booklet of names and addresses and lists that could be very useful to certain people. I liked the fact it was a container. Okay. This is from about the same time. This was designed by someone whose name I can never remember, but I used it as a prop, as a stage, maybe a container again. Following on from the previous work, where I was interested in working in similar ways to other structures that seemed a little more precise, something like journalism, I thought it might be better to try to write. So
I looked for a character that might be a figure I could write about, and I thought it might be possible to put this character into a similar position I felt I was in, not really at the centre of things. So, I wrote in a way that was almost like speech. It was a rant, and it might have been a bit precocious teenager, but occasionally it had some flashes, and that's the you see there the booklet that's in the booklet there that's on top. Now, yeah, one of the other things that I think it's important to talk about today, especially in relation to the very sort of concrete, sort of big work that's being made around here these days, that it all seems to be doing its job properly and impressively, is these kind of jobs I've been involved in the last few years, which are much more, in terms of exhibitions, they exemplify a bit of a crisis, in a way. This one is in Austria. Essentially, we had this room, and we invited a number of people. We had an actor on one or two of the days, and we had a chef, and we'd pay them and invite them and just ask them questions and take notes, and it was all public, the interviews, and meanwhile, so nobody got bored, we had other people, like Joe, here, you see, making these little sculptures using the funny gravel from fish tanks. You know, the fluorescent coloured gravel. And someone else made sort of these kind of lounge units you could rest on. And those seats there, the seats there for the audience were in the Ministry of Culture office in the storage. So we asked if we could use those, and they came in very handy, of course. So these kind of things I was doing tended to be, well, to be turned into something functional, as if you were supposed to use them, or they were supposed to get you talking about something, thinking about something. But they're much more ambiguous than that, I think, in what they're doing. For me, they're clearly things just to look at and enjoy, but they also act as a kind of backdrop or a setting. This is in 2007 or 8, I think, and it's a room that was designed primarily for, well, for late modernism, like Dick, a big Richard, you know those big things he does, something like those. So here I came up with four different solutions for this room, but in the end we did them all because my thing was so small, and we worked with furniture makers from the town to build these cabinet makers, sorry. In this instance, it was, well, there was going to be an exhibition here, and this place had always had a wall in that area there, see the middle there. And when we arrived to do this, we found they'd got rid of the wall. You see, so, well, I was asked to make something that could be like a divider and also a kind of a backdrop while the others got on with what they wanted to do. Well, the people there didn't want to seem small-minded or anything. So the technical and health and safety people, and this one was bigger than it looks there on the slide. It's three times life size. And it wasn't until the fourth person had fallen off it that someone suggested putting a safety rail on. I mean, no one got hurt, but they didn't want to ask us to change anything, you know. That's from the other side. And I think, finally, this is one of the last slides. This was a strange one, and I'd been asked to collaborate on it with this guy, and it happened that he doesn't read or write. He couldn't. So everyone was saying, oh, he's immune. He's immune. You know, immune to me, to my usual BS. And, I mean, other than having to listen to it. But it meant he could... Well, it was very very good to work like that. It was something new for me, and this project involved quite a lot of other people too, and it was all about trying to lure various groups, musicians, theatre groups, dance companies, you know, auctioneers. There's the auctioneer. Chefs. We had chefs again. By creating something which could be seen as a theatre, a forum where they could do concerts and perform. You know. Oh. Anyway. That's the last slide, I think. Is that the last slide? Yeah. Yep, that's it. Thanks. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
So that was Artist's Lecture, written by Yuri Wallace. I'd just like to mention the kind of the fictional elements of the play. He mentions my name, Joseph, in a lecture, saying that I do... I've been making funny little sculptures out of gravel from fish tanks. I'd just like to say... I don't do that to you viewers out there. I'm a video artist, just in case you were wondering. Okay, so the party's starting now. Get your dance shoes on. Second party is the post party. You know when you want to carry on, and a second party for New Year's.
ocean turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned. Conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned.
Sure.
So we had Human League, Keep Feeling Fascination, then Telia and Oizo and Sebastian with Skate Steak. And it's from a film called Steak, which I haven't seen. And then you just heard Starter, a band called Starter, and it's called Part of You. And I don't know much about this musician. I think he's from the 80s, but I would be curious to hear more. So now I'm going to play. I've got a band called Immediate Memory that I've been producing at the Städelschule. And this is called Off the Hook. And it's been remixed by René Scholl, who's also a student at the school.
Can we just do it?
The girl is off the chain. The chain is off the hook. My phone is off the hook. My coat fell off the hook. It's good to be alone. It's good I'm off the hook. The girls are off the hook. And my phone is off the hook.
Words can be what you want them to be. Words can be what you want them to be. Words can be what you want them to be. Words can be what you want them to be.
Got motion. been driving, detour leaning, no visa.
Okay, so we're coming to the end of the show. My name is Joseph Walsh, and that was my New Year after party show. And I'd like to thank Felicia for inviting me onto these shows. I think this is my fourth one now, and it has been very good because I've done various different kind of sound projects. Yeah, so thank you for listening, and I'm going to leave you with a remix of a Telepath song remixed by DJ Rupture and Matt Shadattack, I think that's how you say his name. And I hope you have a good day on the 1st of January 2010. Bye. If you want to check any of my previous shows out, you can find it on a website, Felicia's website, which is www.fehe.org, and you click on Radio and then Joseph, and you can listen to my previous shows, which is like recordings of going window shopping in London, and a radio play that I did about the art world, etc, etc, and loads of girl bands. And yeah, also check out Felicia's website, because it's got a whole constellation of different encounters Felicia's had with art and culture and cultural facilitators. Happy New Year!